last week, while I was walking home through Stuyvesant Park, a young man with a cell phone hurried past. And as he did, I thought I overheard him remark that the funds had been found at last. 5 years from now, that young man will be president of a preeminent.com. But for now, he gets his money from his mom. The other day, while waiting for the Brooklyn-bound R, I noticed another not-yet-famous face. The guy was playing Layla on his beat-up guitar, collecting change in his open case. 5 years from now, when his album goes platinum, he'll sell out stadium events. But so far, he had 67 cents. Hidden in the crowd are tomorrow's stories, riding in a subway car. I see them everywhere I go. Little do they know who they are. Just yesterday, while waiting in a line to get lunch, I happened upon a future head of state. But nobody else who saw him as he stood with a hunch had a hunch that his head was great. 5 years from now, as a Nobel Prize laureate, his words will be glorious and wise. But to me, he only said, "Do you want fries?" Hidden in the crowd are the history makers, sitting in a traffic jam. I see them everywhere I go. Little do they know who I am. Hey, people, it's me. When I'm walking down the street, nobody's clamoring to meet me yet. How strange. When I'm going out to eat, no maitre d's are waiting to see me. That'll change. I suppose for now I should enjoy my anonymity. And remember, soon women will swoon from my mere proximity.
Hey, Scott, you got your desk cleaned off yet? We need you out of here by lunchtime, okay?
Okay. Things are a bit crazy here at Scribner these days. A lot of internal reorganization going on. The report from Guildenstern Consulting said that in order to remain competitive in today's superheated economy, Scribner needed to streamline its operation. Their assessment was that we were about 10% overstaffed, and they were even able to pinpoint exactly which positions were the dead weight. Well, it's not like I wanted to be an editor. 5 years from now, when I top the bestseller list, just for the hell of it, I'll come back here and say, "Hey, you want to publish my next novel? Okay, I want $1 million advance." That's right, I want to see you people grovel. You had your chance. You had me, and you let me go.